Welcome to Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Edwards Swift, a weekly program offering sound counsel for those contemplating or facing a divorce. Divorce Counsel is sponsored by the Law Office of Edwards Swift & Associates. Pamela is a certified family law specialist through the State Bar of California Board of Legal Specialization. Edwards Swift & Associates is Inland Empire based and practices family law exclusively. Now, here's this week's program.
Today, the family faces greater stress than perhaps at any time since the Great Depression. And one of the consequences of the present economy is an increase in family strife and, well, sometimes divorce. Well, if you or someone you know is contemplating or is facing a divorce, then stay tuned as Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Swift offers insight and, more important, answers. Hi, folks. Welcome to another edition of Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Swift. I am your co-host, Brian Horning, and with me as always in studio is my good friend and the president of the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates, Pamela Swift. Hi, Pam.
Hey, Brian.
Well, what are we going to be talking about in today's program?
Well, you know, we started talking about mediation, and we've talked about it in the last program.
Right.
But one of the things I was thinking of when you and I were speaking earlier was the different avenues that people have to choose from and why they should choose mediation versus some other form of the process.
Yeah, so let's look at this. And a person says, I've had it, I'm done, I'm getting a divorce, then what?
There are so many avenues that they can go down.
Right.
And what's going to be the right one? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can visualize this, and it's very difficult, I know sometimes when people are driving or, you know, you're listening to the radio, but to try and visualize, on one end of the spectrum, you've got what I would consider the worst of all worlds, and that is you've got two attorneys, and you've got the two parties, and everybody is at each other's throats.
And that's what people typically think of when they think about a family court situation, a divorce situation.
It's what we see on TV.
Right. Yeah.
It's not going to be drama.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have something like that, it's not fun to watch.
Right.
So you see it on TV, and so you think that, okay, that's real life. And guess what? Sometimes it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have the other end of the spectrum, and maybe it's just husband and wife and they've worked out something.
Mm-hmm.
Just between the two of them. They didn't need an attorney to help them figure it out. Doesn't mean they don't need an attorney, but,
right,
you know, and some people will take the route that, okay, husband and wife, they've reached an agreement. They're thinking, okay, we don't need attorneys. We're just going to go to the local document preparation service.
Right.
And that's the way we're going to handle
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a dangerous way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then, and we've talked about it, and we can talk about it more in a little bit. But then let's talk about all the places in between. You could have husband and wife that each have an attorney, and maybe they have a mediator that oversees that and helps them, or an arbitrator that actually makes a decision, or it could be the judge. Or you might have husband and wife and they've gone to a mediator to help them,
mm-hmm.
Just one attorney to help them work out everything. Or maybe you have a collaboration team. We've talked about the collaboration where each party has an attorney, each party has a coach. Maybe there's somebody for the children there. There's somebody, we have a financial expert. There's a whole gambit of avenues that can be where you want to go. You have really a lot of choices. And what's going to be best for your situation may not be what was good for your neighbor or your best friend or your brother or your sister. So you really need to talk to a professional. You need to know what the best avenue is to go, and then you go that direction.
One of the reasons why I'm so happy to have you on the air talking to our listeners is that they will get, if they call you, an objective opinion. I mean, look, the reality is an attorney is going to make an awful lot more money if you're stuck in court for 6 months and both people are fighting it out. A good friend of mine, they wound up having, I think they spent $25,000. They have a son who was going through a messy divorce down in Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
something like that anyway, Alabama maybe. And when all of the money was spent and everything that they were trying to accomplish was done, it came out where it was going to be a joint custody. And
yep.
So they wasted.
Yep, $25,000.
It could have been done in mediation. They could have agreed to it.
That's right. And $25,000 is a drop in the bucket. It could be so much more than that. So much more.
Right.
And you go to other parts of the country, obviously it is going to be less. Did I tell you about a lecture that I went to recently? And I may have discussed this earlier, but it went to a lecture recently. The attorney was representing a director or something like that. And he prepared a lecture that he went to, I don't know, I think he was in New Orleans. He went to New Orleans to lecture and was talking about the cost of litigation and why it's better to go mediation or collaboration. And he used the figure that each party had paid $100,000. And he used that figure because he thought if he used the real figure, that people wouldn't believe him in another state where maybe the costs aren't as much. The real cost wasn't $100,000. The real cost was $1 million per party. Really? And you'll hear that. Now, we're not going to hear that in the Inland Empire. I mean, you might, but I don't think so. But downtown L.A., you talk to the judges in downtown L.A., that is not out of the realm of possibility. It's unreal.
Well, one of the things that we're going to be talking about today in this particular program is something which is radically different from that, both in terms of, well, mostly in terms of cost, but certainly different in procedure, and that is mediation.
Mediation, definitely.
And I think last week we talked about litigation. I mean, we really, I think, did a good job on that, and recognizing that there are instances where that is necessary and that your law firm, you have the ability with a number of different attorneys in your firm to be able to deal with litigation in a very aggressive way.
There's four of us, and my practice, I have been a litigator. I started out as a litigator before I did family law. I was trained as a litigator. That was an easy transition for me when I started family law, practicing family law to get into litigation. But what I have seen in the years that I've been practicing, how it destroys the children, how it destroys the party's finances, I would much rather go the mediation route.
We're going to take a quick break now, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more about mediation. If you want to get in touch with Pam, let me give the number. It's 909-606-0101. Again, 909-606-0101. We will be right back, and you stay tuned.
Just a few years ago, getting a divorce when you owned real estate was completely different than it is today. Back then it was, do we sell and split the profits, or does one of us buy the other out? Well, today it's a whole different ballgame. Most divorcing couples owe more than their home is worth. But to get a divorce, all assets and liabilities have to be worked out. Your choices? Well, there's loan modification, bank foreclosure, or maybe a short sale. Complicated stuff. When you or someone you know is facing these tough decisions, real estate professional Laurel Starks is someone you need to know. Laurel is an expert in short sale transactions and specializes in helping divorcing couples deal with their real estate in ways that are best for them. Know your options. Get the advice you need. Call Laurel Starks today at 909-945-0609. That's 909-945-0609. Laurel Starks, a real estate resource for those divorcing.
Welcome back to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Swift. I'm Brian Horning, your co-host here with Pam, the president of the Law Office of Edward Swift & Associates. Pam, we were just getting into a little bit of what mediation is. We did talk about the fact that if a person decides that they're getting a divorce, they've made their mind up, that there are an awful lot of options available. And we looked at the fact that it can be a very expensive endeavor with a couple of attorneys involved down to a very, very simple procedure. And one of the dangers that we see today is that a lot of people are going the paralegal route. And paralegals have their place. You have some that work in your firm. But placing your trust in a paralegal to take care of an entire family law divorce situation. I think we use the analogy, it's kind of like going to a nurse practitioner and trying to get brain surgery.
Well, and it's very important to make certain that you've got proper representation. And even if the attorney's not representing the parties, but is rather acting as the mediator, which I like to do quite a bit, as I'll act as the mediator, It's very important that whoever that professional is recognizes when other experts need to come into play. Let's talk about the current situation with our real estate market. I just went to a seminar, actually just last week, that was in our San Bernardino court, that a CPA and a real estate agent were there. And they, listening to them, my head was spinning, mm-hmm. knowing all the different options that are out there with regard to what do you sell the property? If you're selling the property, do you owe more on it than what it's worth? So that's considered a short sale.
Right.
What happens in that short sale? Mm-hmm. Is the lender going to come back after you, or are they not going to come back after you? Is the IRS going to be coming after you for this benefit you've received, or the franchise tax board? Is it better maybe to go a foreclosure? Do you need to file bankruptcy? Is there a trust involved? If there's a trust involved, do things need to be, you know, do you need to have the trust changed, mm-hmm. Modified rather? There are so many things that you need to know. You need to know when to bring in those experts. And a paralegal that's just working as really just a document preparation service, number one, they can't give legal advice. And number two, they're not going to be trained to do anything but prepare documents. So all they're doing is the couple's coming to them and they're saying, we don't know how to fill out this paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Will you check the boxes for us? And these are the boxes that we want you to check.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they're allowed to do. And you may not know that there's questions out there that you should be asking.
You don't even know to, you don't know what you don't know.
That's right. And
okay.
What you don't know can be very dangerous.
Now, you're offering something that I want to introduce to our listeners. The main reason that somebody would go to a paralegal service is primarily because of the cost. And, okay, that's a valid issue today.
It is.
And let the audience know about what you're offering.
Well, what I'm offering through my mediation practice is I am offering something that I'm calling divorce in a day. And mm-hmm. basically, the parties can come into my office and have everything done that day. Even if they're not in total agreement, it's very helpful if they have an agreement when they come in the door. But even if there's a couple of things that they have questions
still need to
on,
work through.
Right, I will go in and I'll get that paperwork done in a day for them. Now, will they come in and maybe I'll recognize that there's some issues here that they need to address and it can't get done that day? That's always a possibility, but at least they're going to know that.
Mm-hmm.
At least they're going to know that. And even with the paralegal service, I can tell you, one party goes in, they give the they give them the paperwork to do, or you know, tell them what they want in the paperwork. Maybe a couple weeks later, they get the paperwork. Then it gets filed with the court. Then the other party gets served, and it's still going to go on for a couple of months at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it all in one day.
One day.
One day.
So you're going to take an entire day, sit them down in the office or in the conference room, and you guys are going to roll up your sleeves and hash it out.
That's what we're going to do, and I'm going to have one of my paralegals that's going to be there to help us prepare the documents
mm-hmm.
while I'm working with the parties on what their agreement is, and I'm going to be reviewing it while they're there, and when they leave that day, they're going to have a signed document that they're going home with. One thing that's really that people have to be clear on is not everyone is going to be able to
qualify. That's where I was going.
Yeah, for this divorce in a day. I mean, this is not going to be everyone, but the ones that were just going to go to a paralegal and work it out, definitely those will fit. Those people will fit. There will be other people that it may take several mediation sessions, and it won't happen in one day.
Right.
But I'm going to be able to tell. They're going to get paperwork. I'm going to be talking to them before they come in the door. I will have spoken to the couple about whether divorce in a day is appropriate for them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the one part. When they call in and they talk to Janet, Janet's the receptionist that you'll be talking to. When you call into the office and you're speaking to Janet, if you're interested in divorce in a day, that's what you need to use those words exactly. Janet will know then to schedule that as a telephone consultation,
mm-hmm.
Which is not real. I'm not going to be giving them any legal advice. I'm just going to talk to them about the process, ask them a couple of questions to see if they qualify.
Okay. Well, if you'd like more information, I want to give out the number that you can reach Pam at. That's 909-606-0101. Again, that's 909-606-0101. We're going to take another quick break now, and when we come back, we'll finish up a little bit more on the subject of mediation and who can benefit from it, and then also look at some other options that are available. Remember, you're listening to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Swift. You stay tuned. We will be right back.
Just a few years ago, getting a divorce when you owned real estate was completely different than it is today. Back then it was, do we sell and split the profits, or does one of us buy the other out? Well, today it's a whole different ballgame. Most divorcing couples owe more than their home is worth. But to get a divorce, all assets and liabilities have to be worked out. Your choices? Well, there's loan modification, bank foreclosure, or maybe a short sale. Complicated stuff. When you or someone you know is facing these tough decisions, real estate professional Laurel Starks is someone you need to know. Laurel is an expert in short sale transactions and specializes in helping divorcing couples deal with their real estate in ways that are best for them. Know your options. Get the advice you need. Call Laurel Starks today at 909-945-0609. That's 909-945-0609. Laurel Starks, a real estate resource for those divorcing.
Welcome back to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Swift. I'm Brian Horning, your co-host here with Pam, the president of the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates. All right, Pam, we've talked about mediation, and we recognize now that it is a very, very, very good option in the right circumstances. And we also looked at the fact that there are a lot of complications as far as what the right solution is. How do you determine what the right solution is?
Boy, that's a good question. The right solution in terms of whether it's mediation or litigation?
Right. I mean, people call you and they start off with a phone consultation, let's say. What are the things that you're listening for and looking for that are going to tell you this is the direction we need to go?
Well, one of the things is, in with regard to mediation, is what wouldn't work, and that is anytime you have some domestic violence, serious domestic violence. Mm-hmm. If there's serious domestic violence, mediation is just not going to be your fit. And my advice for people in those situations is you need to get out for the sake of yourself and for the children.
Certainly, yeah.
Because you're sending a message to the children, if you've got sons, that this is the way, you know, men treat women. Sometimes it's men being abused. And
yeah.
So if it's, you don't want to teach your children that this is how a mm-hmm. wife treats a husband or a husband treats a wife. Number one, and just for safety reasons.
Sure.
There's just lots of reasons to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to see somebody, you need to go in and you need to get help. If you can't afford an attorney, definitely go to a domestic violence service. There's actually homes for people that are undergoing domestic violence. I know one out in our area is a House of Ruth.
I
know there's a number of places, and we could do a laundry list, but I know out near where I'm at, House of Ruth is a really good program and some place where people should go and get the help. But if they can afford an attorney, go in and get the restraining orders right away.
Yeah.
And mediation's not going to help there. But just about anybody else can go through mediation. In fact, even if you have an attorney right now, if you're going through litigation right now, and you've been going through this court battle, there's nothing that is stopping you and your spouse from going to a mediator. If the two of you are thinking, you know what, let's stop the bleeding,
right.
Let's go to a mediator, and we can do it with our attorneys, we can do it without our attorneys, but let's go see if we can resolve this. Because with mediation, a true mediation, it is confidential. So if the two of you don't reach an agreement, nothing that is said during that mediation is going to be in the courtroom.
That's a very important thing to know.
Very important to know. So if anything that's mediated, that stays out of the courtroom.
Mm.
And so let's just see if we can sit down with the mediator, reach an agreement. If we do, We're ahead of the game. If we don't, we haven't lost anything, but maybe a little bit of time and a little bit of money.
We've never dealt with this, but I'd kind of think that it's important. There are two people involved in calling you. One is a person who says, I'm getting a divorce, and the other one is a person who says, my spouse is filing for divorce. Not something I want, it's driving me crazy. Speak to those people.
Well, those people, you can't bury your head in the sand, unfortunately. You've got to just take the bull by the horns, and you've got to be able to come into the office and say, here, the paperwork's been filed. Or the other party has said, that's it, I'm ending the marriage, and they've left the home. That happens quite a bit. Come into the office. That's what we're there for. We're there to help people out.
One of the things I think I remember you telling me was that there's a time period that they have once they've been served, and a lot of them don't come to you until right at the very end.
Yes, exactly. If they've been served with just the petition and the summons, they have 30 days to respond to the petition.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, along with that petition for dissolution and the summons, is also a document which we call an order to show cause, and it has a court date on it. And they have to respond to that, and we need them to come in time so that we can prepare the response. And they have, I can tell you, they have at this time, and they change the law on us from time to time, but right now it's 9 court days prior to the court appearance. You have to have your response on file.
Hmm.
9 court days, so count it backwards, whatever that is.
I would imagine that a person in that situation would be, well, I don't know if denial is the right word, but they're kind of hoping everything's going to clear up and go away. And the disadvantage here, I think, is the less time they give you, the worse it is. The more time you have, the better prepared you can be.
Absolutely. And there may be documents that I need.
Mm-hmm.
If there's, for instance, if there's a supported issue, it's a good thing to get the documentation from the employer. And I need time to be able to do that. When I say the employer for the other party,
right.
I need to be able to go in and get documentation. Or maybe there's bank accounts that we need to look into.
Mm-hmm.
I need time to get records on the bank accounts.
Right.
There are things that need to be done that I'm not going to have time to do if somebody's coming in to me at the last minute, either right before the response is due or right before the court date.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not helping the situation.
One of the things that I also feel very strongly about in having you as one of our show hosts and as a client on the station is the fact that family law is your specialty.
I'm an actual certified specialist.
Right. And our listeners may not know what that means, but I sure like them to.
When you're a certified specialist, you have been recognized by the state bar as a specialist. And what I had to do was take a separate bar exam. It was an all-day exam in addition to the one that I took to become an attorney. I had to demonstrate that I'd had so many trials. I had to get recommendation from my peers. I had to get recommendation from judicial officers. It's something that continues. You have to continue in the process, and you also have to continue with your legal education.
And that makes a huge difference, folks. You don't want to be going through this thing with somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about. It's going to wrap up our show this week. It always goes so quick, doesn't it, Pam?
It goes very quickly. I can think of a million things I wanted to say.
Well, we'll do that in
it.
Another program. Phone number to reach Pam is 909-606-0101. Again, that's 909-606-0101. This is Brian Horning. I want to thank you for giving us time from your busy day. I hope this program's been a help to you, and we'd invite you to tune in next week for another edition of Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Swift. We'll see you then, Pam.
Thanks, Brian. See ya.
Thank you for listening to Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Edwards Swift. For more information about today's program or other questions, please call Pam at 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. And be sure to tune in next week for another edition of Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Edwards Swift here on 590 KTIE, the talk of the Inland Empire.
You're getting a divorce. You and your spouse have worked out most of the details and are amicable towards each other, but, well, it's time to move on. You just want to get on with your life. Of course, you want to make sure all the legal issues are taken care of, you know, that nothing comes back to haunt you later, but you also want to keep your legal costs to a minimum. Your choices? Well, you could go the paralegal route and risk having incomplete or inaccurate legal documents, Or you could retain the law offices of Pamela Edwards Swift & Associates, the Inland Empire's premier family law firm, and have their specialized expert services for a similar price. That's right. The law offices of Pamela Edwards Swift & Associates is now offering divorcing couples with simple assets and custody issues their expertise at a price similar to that of a paralegal service. To see if this option will work for you, call the law offices of Edwards Swift & Associates today at 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. 909-606-0101.